Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Charlie Wishberg, VP and General Manager of the High Performance Computing Platform Group at Intel. Welcome, Charlie.
Hello, Allison.
So why don't you just tell me a little bit about your focus at the company and why high performance and computing is such a strategic element of Intel's larger data center platform?
Yes, thanks, Allison. I've been with Intel now a little over 2.5 years after spending a long career in both the data center and more specifically high performance computing leading up to this. One of the things that's happening in the HPC world and certainly within Intel is that to solve the next generation of problems in high performance computing, you really have to sort of go beyond just a CPU view and look at the whole system. Intel is becoming much more of a solutions company rather than just what you would think of as a traditional components and a CPU-based company. And really to move the industry forward, to move innovation forward, you have to think at that system level rather than just purely at a CPU level. And so that's really been the focus of high-performance computing. You think of HPC as pushing the boundaries of what's possible in system design, system development, and generally those innovations then flow down into the rest of the industry in various forms. And so a lot of our work that we're doing now, both today and for systems that we'll be delivering here in the future, you'll start to see that technology appear throughout our data center solutions.
Last year, Intel announced the Intel Scalable System Framework. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is and how that contributes to more of a solutions focus in high-performance computing?
There was an announcement by Intel and the U.S. Department of Energy around a system procurement that Intel was awarded called Coral. And it's really a combination of more than a dozen fundamental technologies that Intel has been developing coming together in kind of a tour de force. The system should be the largest in the world when delivered. It includes both Xeon Phi processors, our new 3D XPoint memory, includes a new Omnipath fabric, includes silicon photonics, includes a number of innovations in the software stack and in systems management. All these things had a goal towards achieving groundbreaking levels of performance, reliability at scale, and efficient power consumption. And so as we looked at that, you know, in a way you could look at it as our flagship installation, but it was achieved through a combination of these technologies together rather than each individual one on its own. In a way, we hadn't really thought of the Scalable System Framework before this, but as we were developing it, it became obvious that what we were pursuing is a framework, and really this is the kind of thing that customers at all levels would be able to benefit from. And so as part of the announcement, we announced the Scalable System Framework, and the real concept is to take these technologies and make them consumable at all levels, and having a framework or a reference design, you know, really helps our OEMs build, I think, more configurable reference designs that are generally higher quality, more well-tested, more pre-validated. When it comes to the end user or the ISV community that consume these machines, you want to know that you're getting a curated set of the best that Intel provides, the best that our OEM partners provide, and something that's a proven good solution. And so there's a lot of value in that because there's a lot of options available today, a lot of configurations that don't work or that don't work as well as you would have liked. And you don't know that until after the fact. And so this helps provide that better user experience that's guaranteed up front.
Can you tell me a little bit about the products and technologies that Intel has brought to bear against this framework in terms of delivery to the high-performance computing industry?
Yeah, you'll see a new tagline that we are using at ISC, which is many workloads, one framework. And the idea is that this framework should be durable enough to handle many workloads across the range of HPC, big data, machine learning, visualization. That's the umbrella, if you will, for a number of product announcements we're making that enhance the capabilities of our scalable system framework. We'll be formally launching Xeon Phi, or the next generation of Xeon Phi that was previously called Knight's Landing at ISC. The fact is we've been shipping tens of thousands of units through the last 6 months for a lot of what will be the very largest supercomputers in the world here when they're fully operational. We're also talking more about the momentum we've achieved with the Intel OmniPath fabric. We launched that back at Supercomputing in the fall of last year. We've essentially needed to double production over the last 6 months based on demand that far outstripped what we thought was possible. And we're going to be talking about sort of the customer successes, the customer wins, and the early customer experience with both these technologies. We're also going to be talking about enhancements we're making in the software stack. You know, one of the challenges in HPC is, you know, these software stacks are complex and consist of many different components to make a rack of processors in a fabric perform as a highly efficient supercomputer. In November of last year, we announced an open source program called OpenHPC, which has got a lot of traction over the last 6 months. But at ISC, we'll be showing the other piece, which is an Intel-supported version of that, really for those folks that want to have that extra level of support and service that goes with this reference software stack.
That's a tremendous amount. Let's break it down a little bit. First, Xeon Phi. You've talked about tens of thousands of units shipping. What has the customer response been to early implementations? And what can we expect now that the product is available in broad delivery?
For the first time, what we call our many-core processor, but you know, up to 72 cores, available as a bootable host CPU. In other words, this no longer sits behind another CPU. It's not attached via PCIe connection as a card, which actually introduces some limitations, but is really bootable and supports all the current Intel-based workloads and applications. The other thing is that for the first time, it includes integrated on-package memory, which provides vastly improved memory bandwidth. So for applications that are memory bandwidth intensive, this is going to provide just, you know, game-changing performance. Applications do need to be tuned and optimized to use that new memory. But for those customers, both our OEM community and with software developers, early experience has been very good. Sort of the out-of-box experience is much better than I think customers have initially expected. Sort of unoptimized, we're getting multiples of performance over other options that they've looked at. But really, there's also that realization that with some performance tuning, application tuning, and so forth, that there's this large upside potential that they didn't see in other solutions. You know, we have one big supercomputing customer in Europe who said, I could go the standard route, but by putting Xeon Phi in as the primary solution for my architecture, I get this huge upside potential that will force our developers to actually use it to get that potential.
When you look at the OpenHPC initiative and open source and then new deliverables from Intel in that space, tell me a little bit more about why this is critical to the overall scalable system framework and where we've placed our emphasis in terms of the Intel delivered solutions.
You know, if you back up a minute, the very largest supercomputers in the world, sometimes it takes months to bring them fully operational and production ready. One of the interesting things is an installation that hits the top 500 for the first time with our partner at the Texas Advanced Computing Center, or TAC, that should score in and around the 100th largest system in the world. But the interesting thing is that this system was delivered and built and the top 500 run was accomplished within about a week, which is a phenomenally fast period of time. And it was a scalable system framework based, so it includes Xeon Phi, OmniPath, actually includes with Dell then some of our own systems to support Dell. But it also is run with the OpenHPC software stack. Our goal is to make the installation of supercomputers more quick, more reliable, more turnkey, if you will, and allow our OEM partners to deliver them in a more turnkey fashion. And so the idea is that with our partners, that a system that's based on the scalable system framework will roll into the data center, already pre-tuned and optimized, and the customer gets more of a out-of-the-box, you know, runs the first day kind of experience. And for a lot of researchers and investigators and companies of all sizes who maybe don't have the skill set in-house that the big research centers do and supercomputing centers, this is a real benefit because they won't have that skill necessarily. And our goal is to ensure that these kind of capabilities can be made to a wide range of customers.
What else can we look forward to at International Supercomputing? Or as we look forward to the second half of 2016 from Intel in this space?
Obviously, there's a lot of buzz in the world today around artificial intelligence and machine learning. We're going to start to talk more about it at the International Supercomputing Conference, both in the context of the Xeon Phi processor, which is now being sampled by a number of companies for machine learning workloads. But we look at this as just another class of workloads that we need to support amongst the many that our customers use. And so we're bringing our view towards how do we optimize against that series of workloads, knowing that it's one of many. We don't want to necessarily develop special purpose, special function devices for that, although those will be available for certain classes of customer. And our FPGAs, for example, could be a great solution for that. We've been quiet for a bit on machine learning, but we're going to be a lot more forthright in the future, but really putting it still in the context of the larger world of applications that are required to be supported.
Well, Charlie, it's been a real pleasure catching up with you today. I just have one final question. If folks want to find out more information about Scalable Systems Framework, where would you send them?
Intel.com/SSF. It's as simple as that.
Thank you so much, Charlie, for your time today. We'd love to have you back on the program soon.
Anytime. Thanks.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.